how you feel on a certain sports subject? Don't worry. He'll tell you exactly what to think. Bob McCowan, Primetime Sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Wednesday, the 4th of April, hour number two of the program. Bob McCowan and Damian Cox, who's distracted playing video games on his phone, or whatever it is you're doing over there. Is that a phone or an iPod or what is that?
It's a bit of everything.
Okay. So you're playing games?
No, I don't play games.
That's all you do.
Ever.
Darren Revelle will join us momentarily. He's at Augusta. We're trying to track him down. Philip Lieberman is councilman and representative of the Glendale Cactus District. The Cactus District.
Is there something going on with the Coyotes, Bob?
I don't book the show. I just do the show. Look, the latest rumble is that Ice Edge is back in the picture, which is really hard for me to believe, but and hard for me to take seriously.
Hard for me to take seriously.
Well, they're nice enough guys, and I said it in the last hour. Look, they came up here. They were in the studio. I got a chance to meet them. They seem like nice enough guys. It's just, there's never been any evidence that there's any there. It's like these guys chasing this dream, but not realizing nobody's taking them seriously.
Or that they're going to need some money to do it.
And I've never been clear as to where their money comes from, if they have any. And every time you turn around and they stick their heads out from whatever hole they've burrowed for themselves, they wind up going back in that hole within a matter of nanoseconds because there's no money. And now they're back out. And Bill Daly was on this program. He said April 15th, drop dead.
Wouldn't April 1st be a better drop date dead?
But for April Fool's Day.
April 15th? That's holy jamoli, that's only
11 days.
11 days.
Give or take.
One suspects then that there's no there.
No there.
Now I noticed we're going to have Ken Dryden on.
Which just means that we get an entire 20 minutes. We don't have to do anything.
We can just have a cup of coffee. And
well, I will have to say, hi, Ken, how are you?
That'll be enough.
And then
I don't have to do anything.
Nothing.
What do you think of this idea?
You could go home.
What do you think of this idea?
And come back. Okay. You have an idea?
Ken Dryden,
general manager of the Montreal Canadiens?
I think when you look back at Ken Dryden's tenure as president of the Leafs, while there were hiccups along the way,
it wasn't horrible.
It was actually pretty successful in relative terms.
Well, he brought back the pride.
Well, no, more importantly, he moved them from the Western Conference to the East.
Well, I did that too.
That was the same thing. Why doesn't he go and become president of the United States? See, the mistake.
Wait a second. President of the United States?
Did I say United States?
Yes.
I'm tired. President of the Montreal Canadiens. Same thing.
Well, because they have one.
Well, but he should not be the president.
He should be the owner.
I'm sure Jeff Molson's a lovely fellow.
From all accounts.
He should be an owner. He's the owner. Be an owner.
Yeah.
Bring people in, entertain, throw your weight around, go to the governor's meetings.
Well, but if you do that, then the process would be hire Dryden to be the president and then let Dryden hire a general manager and let the general manager hire a coach.
Do you remember the last time Ken Dryden tried to hire a general manager?
Well, no, but
who did he hire?
Well, but he had Richard Petty.
No. Don't you remember when he had his general manager search as president of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who he hired as general manager?
No. Who was it?
Himself.
He hired himself?
He hired himself.
So it was like Beeston?
He looked around for the best person for the job, and one day he looked in the mirror, and he saw that it was himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't remember that.
That was a bit of a tumultuous period. And then he hired Pat Quinn.
Is this before Quinn got there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So Ken Dryden was actually the general manager for a year?
Yes, for a year. And why then don't remember they that? had that Mike Smith, Anders Hedberg.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Waters.
Yeah.
And they all fought like cats and dogs and nobody could get along. Yeah, yeah. Nobody would even have lunch together.
Yeah. And then Wilbur was the only guy who kind of
survived. And Mike Smith was out to get Anders Hedberg, and Mike Smith wanted Mike Murphy fired. It didn't work.
What a schlamaz.
So, anyways, I was just surprised that Dryden's name has not come up.
Well, it's going to come up. You just raised it.
Oh, so it's up now.
So now we'll ask him. There's our question. Why don't you become president?
What's he doing these days?
Says the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. Will be doing their own rendition of The Hockey Sweater in May. And both Ken Dryden and author Roche.
Rock. Carrier.
Roche. Carrier.
I did.
Career. Will be attending the premiere.
I didn't realize that The Hockey Sweater was a musical.
Apparently it is. They're turning it into a musical. Because the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is going to do it. It would be kind of a waste of time to have them on if it's not.
Well, it is a very famous book.
What else are we supposed to do?
And then talk to him about the Leafs and the Canadiens.
Well, I don't want to talk about the Leafs and the Canadiens.
Well, McLean's going to talk about the Leafs. Probably the Canadiens.
Well, maybe we talked to McLean about teams that are actually going to make the playoffs.
We can talk.
Haven't we talked enough about the Leafs and the Canadiens?
I feel as though we've covered it. Yes, I think we've covered it.
You know, and I think we covered the Calgary Flames and we've covered the Edmonton Oilers. And not so much the Winnipeg Jets, because, and I don't know why we haven't talked more about the Jets, because, but they were close. Like, yeah. They were there, and then they weren't.
They did a Leaf thing.
Sort of.
Should finish 9th, 10th.
Yeah.
Make it all kind of pointless at the end.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, they're all on a high in Winnipeg, because they got their team back. And good,
sure.
And good for them.
Yep.
And it's, you know what, it's not a horrible hockey team.
No. What they were was excellent on home ice, not very good on the road.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Correct.
So we'll talk to McLean about that.
All right. So we got quite a show lined up.
Not necessarily.
Except our first guest didn't show.
Where's Ravel? Can't get a hold of him? Maybe he's got his cell phone off. Maybe he's walking the august grounds of Augusta.
I was actually pleased driving in. Not that I'm always pleased to listen to you, Robert.
What, with Brent Berry?
No, with Dave Perkins.
But you don't like golf.
I was hoping, that's what I said, I was pleased.
Oh, because now you don't have to talk about golf.
I was hoping it'd be all over.
Yeah, well, it's not.
The Whispering Pines. Is that where the Whispering Pines are?
There's no Whispering Pines.
Flowers? Magnolias?
Azaleas. Magnolias. Well, they have magnolias there, too.
Oh, I love you and Perk, though. You guys talking about it, and it's everything is so important, and it's so this, and it's so that.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. It's as close as I can come to a religious experience.
Mm.
You know? It's like Mecca to Bob.
Except for once you step a millimeter outside the grounds.
But that's the whole thing.
It's like
a third world country.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
What do you think of this?
You walk off of Washington and into those grounds and it's like, what the hell happened? And then
it's
when
like
you.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
There's no place. It's not like that at all.
Yes, it is. You don't even know the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, do you?
Well, that's why it's not anything like that.
They step into another world.
Do they?
When they go into the wardrobe.
Well.
You dummy. You're so badly read.
A lot of people read me.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, are you a little surprised? I'm surprised and somewhat impressed.
Is this the day you interview me?
No. You'll know when that day is coming.
Okay, well, let me know.
You'll be in tears.
Because one of these days, you can get to interview me.
the hint will be, there will be a hot white light in your eyes. And there'll be a vague talk about
your papers.
Charges and...
Well, the idiot producer just said something to me. What did you just say? Oh, Ravel's here now?
Oh, well, he's late. Well,
so maybe we don't want to talk to him now. He shows up late and he wants to leave early. Put your headset on. We'll talk to him.
All right.
The hell he's here anyway.
He better have something good.
Where the hell were you? Did you get lost?
No, my phone ran out of charge at around 4:58 and it just came back on.
Well, around 4:58.
It just came back on? Well,
yeah.
It doesn't. Your phones don't just come back on.
When you try the iPhone, you can't just charge it. You get like a 6-minute penalty.
What are you talking about? I have an iPhone.
What are you talking about? No, when you lose the charge, and then it shows you this little kind of like, maybe you have the Canadian iPhone. You get this little, it's this little like battery thing, and for like 5 or 6 minutes, it doesn't turn on. You don't get that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Get a BlackBerry.
No, don't get a BlackBerry.
I got a BlackBerry.
No, I just switched from a BlackBerry.
Oh, so did I. And I mean, it's like another universe has opened up, isn't it?
No, listen, they're like giving out free apps and doing all this stuff.
Who cares?
You know,
No. I mean, don't you find the iPhone like way, way, way better?
For a media person, it's essential.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It helps you do your job better.
Thank you.
It does not.
And be more dysfunctional in life.
Except you can't talk.
Well, now you've got it straight.
And you can't talk on the phone because it can't get a charge.
It doesn't work as a phone.
Yeah, it's crappy as a phone.
Most of the time, it doesn't work as a phone.
See, what I'm going to do, like, there are people that have the iPhone. There are people now that have the iPad that they carry around.
I have one of those too.
With them. I'm going big screen. I'm going to carry a 40-inch television around with me. I'm just going to put it under my arm and walk down the street with it. And then when I come into the studio, I'll just plop it down right here.
And just start moving things around?
Yeah, screw you with your little 2-inch screen. Here's my 40-inch high def.
All right, I got
to have a 3D one.
I got a question.
And I got to have my eyes
done. Can we move on?
So I don't need glasses.
Can I ask a valid question?
Because of the iPhone, my wife says things that you would never believe. She was like, are you playing Family Feud again? You know, I mean... all these apps you can buy. So I'll tell you my one incredible iPhone story. When I first got it, I started playing this game like fish aquarium or something like that, where you get like a shark or whatever, and you put it in an aquarium and it swims around. So at one point it said, do you want to pay $46 for, some sort of fish, like a lionfish or something? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's fake coin. I'm going through my American Express bill.
No way.
$46 for a virtual fish. I really paid for a fake fish.
Wow.
Have you bonded with the fake fish now, though? It's a $46 fish.
No, it died within 2 minutes because I didn't know how to play the game.
Get out.
I wanted to sue the people.
So $46.
You wanted to shoot people.
$46 like in the turlet?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Gone.
Poof. Well, you are an idiot.
Now, is it true at the big Billy Payne press conference today that you stood up and said, Billy, you know what this place needs?
Billy,
you know what this place needs? A hot dog eating contest. Is that true?
I didn't say that, but I am going to a cricket eating contest tomorrow at the Augusta Hooters.
Of course you are. I've been there. I've been to the Augusta Hooters.
You haven't lived life if you haven't been to the Augusta Hooters.
No, and during, I don't know if they still do it, but when I was there, during the Masters, they have a golf contest thing right out front. They have like a place where you can hit balls at a target or something.
John Daly's going to be there.
What's the target
tomorrow?
John's Hooters. What's the target?
Well, John Daly.
I think John Daly actually lives there.
I think he does too.
His little apartment.
So what was the what's the word on the possibility of the fairer sex invading Augusta finally?
0.01.
Really?
I mean, I think that, you know, the problem is actually more on the IBM side for this woman, Gina Rometty. I mean, her problem is, okay, so if she gets invited, she has to say yes, right? And then if she says yes, she has to tell everybody she said yes, but she can't. And then if she's a member and someone finally finds out, IBM's got to go through this, you know, is she being a trailblazer? I mean, there's all these caveats that are just very complex. Listen, Augusta doesn't have to do anything. They don't listen to anyone. They don't care about anyone.
No, I know that.
They'd rather IBM and Exxon and all the sponsors just go. And because they don't care about the money, they're well off in whatever they want to think.
So you don't think she's going to wind up getting in?
I think there's a strong possibility that she's not going to get in, that they're going to stick to their guns here.
Really, huh?
At risk of losing IBM.
So if I'm Ginny and I'm happy to hope she gets in. I don't want this to go badly here or anybody to misinterpret what I'm saying here. But it'd be great from a trailblazing standpoint. But who's she going to play with? Like
No. Women can play Augusta.
Well, no, but she's going to have to bring guests. I know they can play, but they can't be members. So
she can bring other women. She can bring her friends.
Well, but she can't play. Well, I know that. But part of being
at
a club.
She can bring Darren Ravel.
I get that. But part of being at a club is things like men's night or ladies' night or the ladies' club championship.
It would clearly be very weird.
Well, I think she'd be the favorite in the ladies' championship.
I think so, too. She could, although I was the only member at a golf club last year, and I didn't win the club championship. So, well, you know, look, but you know what I mean? I mean, I just, like...
No, no, yeah, I do. I got you.
You know, I think
maybe,
she'd want to...
Maybe IBM will make virtual people for her to play with.
Well, maybe so. Like,
Fish.
$46, and away you go.
Yeah, it's so painful. I had to get through that. I can't believe I even got through that story. Literally, gas, groceries, like a fish aquarium, $46.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I think it might have even said like shark or whatever I purchased. It might have just even said, but okay, sorry.
What are you doing at Augusta this week? You're at Augusta, right?
I'm at Augusta today. I did the whole IBM kerfuffle. Tomorrow I'm doing a whole bunch of things. You know, how they don't care about money and, you know, the concession prices this year. They got rid of the chicken sandwich, which people are upset after a 10-year run.
What about the pimento cheese?
Huh?
Pimento cheese sandwich.
No, the pimento cheese sandwich is $2.
$2.
And then
used to be a buck.
Sodas are $1. The domestic beers are $3.75. Yeah, it's just insane.
It's the
now,
best.
They do make a lot of money on the merchandise, but they only sell it 1 week a year.
Yeah.
And they don't sell it online, which means that everyone's taking orders and they, you know, PVE. Good luck trying to spend less than $500.
Oh,
now,
no.
The good thing is the side business that UPS now has. There is a UPS packing dude who is about 20 yards, 15 yards from the end of the merchandise tent, and they ship it home for you.
Wow, they didn't used to do that.
Isn't that incredible? Who wants to carry around a big loot of... big bag of merchandise?
No,
and the line to that is tremendous. I mean, that is a great business.
No, and Ravel's right, because when you go to Augusta, if you tell people before you're going, they all say, bring me something with the logo on it, you know, the U.S. map and with the, you with the flag.
Like, what happens just if you can only get Girl Scout cookies at one location 1 week a year and it, you know, it's not delivered, you know, it's some, there's just demand, even though, by
That's
the way,
right.
unlike a U.S. Open or anything like that, it's the same damn logo every year.
Well, but, no, I get that.
But people want to get, and some of it is not the best quality, but you pay $70 for the polo.
No, you get ripped off a little bit. I still have a bunch of logo stuff. I probably will never throw it out, and I probably only worn it 3 or 4 times each thing. So it's like 15 years old, but it's, you know, it's been sitting in a closet. But I brought back bag loads of stuff because everybody and their brothers said, get me a hat, get me a visor, get me a shirt, get me this. And I got this list and I walk into the, and you don't go into the pro shop. They have like tents, right? Or stands where they sell the merchandise out on the golf course.
But they're smaller than, it's not like at the U.S. Open where it's like, it looks as big as a Walmart.
Oh, no, I know that.
I mean, it's much smaller here, so your lines are going to be longer, and you got to go at the right time.
You go at the crack of dawn. That's when you go, especially on...
Like I got on the line for the Vancouver, the hot dog in Vancouver, just as the...
as the guy was opening?
Gold medal hockey game started.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. You didn't have one before that?
Like, you know, 50 minutes online, an hour. I waited a couple times, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just wait till all the Canadians go to watch your hockey game.
Right.
1 minute. I was like, okay, now I can watch the rest of the game.
Of course, I didn't have that same success. I went over to the Hudson Bay Company store to get my see the logoed stuff. Again, stuff you got to bring back.
And then
for
you
people.
Saw what you wanted. You kicked in the window and you just took it?
No, we went.
Oh, that was the other guys.
No, they were open until, I think they were open all night because the demand was so great. So I said, let's go out to dinner. We had a late dinner. Because we're working late, so we didn't get finished a dinner.
And
probably
then there was nothing left.
No, we got there at 11 o'clock, and I can't see the end of the line. It's 11 p.m. Yeah. I can't see the end of the line, so
crazy.
I asked a guy. There's a guy standing there, some security guard, and I said, "You know, do you have any idea how long it would take me to get in if I got to the back of the line?" He said, "My current estimate is an hour and 40 minutes."
Mm. Oh my God!
And I said, goodbye. And
so
then I said,
to pay someone at the front of the line?
No. So then I said, okay, they open at 9 a.m. Here's what we're going to do.
You didn't whip out the I'm Bob McCown?
No, I tried. That didn't work. Well, the guy was a bit of a doofus anyway. So then I said, never mind. We'll go first thing in the morning. So I'm going to roust everybody up. And I'm sitting there watching one of the morning shows from Vancouver, and they do a remote, and now they go to the Hudson Bay Company. At 8 in the morning, the line is 2 hours long.
Oh, my God.
So that was the end of that. We never made it. That's the end of my story.
This is my favorite golf conversation we've ever had, because we haven't had to talk about golf.
Not even a word.
No.
I got one more little factoid to leave you with.
Quick.
Masters is the only golf tournament that does not allow a blimp.
You're right. Isn't that interesting, huh?
You want to know why? They don't want you to see the main strip of
Washington.
Tony's and Fridays and
oh, no.
You know, the garbage of strip malls that is not the pristine Masters.
I've said this like three times already on this show, and you're sitting there. To go to Augusta for the first time, the otherworldly experience of walking out of that suburban rubble into Augusta and
Washington Road, yeah.
To or vice versa, is like going to a different planet. Am I lying?
Agreed.
It is unbelievable. No place like it on Earth.
Heaven. It's like heaven
and hell.
You know, just total greaseball America.
You'll be pleased to know that there are no fish in the pond on 16. By the way. At least none that cost $46.
I've only dove into one body of water on a golf course.
That's a story for another day.
17 TPC Sawgrass.
Really? After a ball?
60? No, I went.
You cheap bastard.
With diving equipment. 60,000 balls lost there a year. All Pro V1s hit once.
Not me. Range balls. There's Darren Revell from Augusta, Georgia. Maybe everybody's from Augusta, Georgia today. Maybe the entire show will be people that are at Augusta.
Please, no.
No, we can do that. We can do a whole show.
No.
Today, everybody from Augusta. You don't think we could get like eight guests from eight guys we know that are at Augusta this week? Bet you we could.
Why would we do that?
Just to annoy you.
Okay.
It'd be worth it. Yeah. 22 past the hour. Philip Lieberman, councilman.
This will annoy me.
Glendale Cactus District.
Phil, what's new?
Nothing.
It's primetime on the Fan and Sportsnet.
Toronto Raptors basketball. The Raptors versus the 76ers tonight at 7. Now, more of Bob McCowan and primetime sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Nine past zero. McCowan, Cox, Canada's most listened to sports talk show. It's primetime on The Fan and on Sportsnet in high definition. Later, Doug McLean, Ken Dryden. Here's a story that won't go away. A story that will not die.
It's like a vampire.
It is the story of the tale of the Phoenix Coyotes, and there's never a dull moment. I can say that much. Here's the latest. The mayor of Glendale, Elaine Scruggs. Here's what happened. The city owed the NHL, as part of the deal, $25 million. They're going to give them $25 million to subsidize the fact that the Coyotes are in Phoenix, I guess until there's a sale. So they put $20 million into an escrow account. They don't have the other $5 million, apparently.
Why not?
Well, they just don't have the money. We'll ask our guest in a minute. They don't have it. I mean, you know, sometimes you run a little short. You know, I've run $5 million short on occasion. So not recently, but... So they don't have the extra $5 million. But worse than that, Ms. Scruggs says, hell, not only are we not going to give them the five, we want the 20 back.
Whoa.
Because they lied to us.
Uh-oh.
They said they were going to sell this team, and now maybe they aren't.
No, they said they weren't going to sell the team.
No, they're going to sell the team, but keep them.
Oh, I see.
Sell the team. The league's going to sell the team.
Relocate, right.
Right. They're not going to relocate.
All right.
Phil Lieberman is a councilman and a representative of the Glendale Cactus District. He's been a guest with us before, and here he is a guest with us again. Mr. Lieberman, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm listening to you, and you are right about what you have surmised so far. actually about the 20 million. I think what we really would like to do is we'd like to get that back so that we can use it immediately and that we will pay them a fixed amount, of course, with interest over the next 10 years to reimburse them for the 20 million. The 5 million has disappeared. I've been on a console 20 years. I asked that question, and you people watch it on your computers. Nobody has been able to tell me where the 5 million will come from. Unfortunately, we are so short of funds. We're 50 police officers short. We can't repair our fire trucks. There is so much that is with the economy in the Glendale area that has affected our cash flow, including a tremendous devaluation of property values, that we just do not have the money. We had a large general fund. We borrowed $27 million. That's not correct. We used $27 million of the general fund last year to pay our indebtedness, to pay bills, to pay payroll. We only have $11.4 million left in the general fund. Obviously, it's impossible to take another $25 million out of it.
Mr. Lieberman,
now,
isn't it?
Questions, and I will tell you the latest with the coyotes, if I may.
Sure.
Supposedly, there are two or more groups, entities, trying to purchase the coyotes. We have talked to one of those two, and we started talking with that person in June of last year. So far, he is, to the best of my knowledge, unable to complete the purchase of the coyotes. The other person we know nothing about. We have no talk with him. We have no lease signed with either one. If somebody did buy the coyotes, they still have to come to us to settle with the lease, with whatever agreement that we can work out with them that we think is fair, before there would be an actual change of ownership, the ownership of the coyotes.
Well, but you also then, they may have to deal with the Goldwater Institute, but I know that's outside of your jurisdiction, so there are problems everywhere. It just, as I sit here, Philip, and listen to you, and you've been on this program, you've been kind enough to come on before, isn't it time for Phoenix, for Glendale specifically, for Glendale to say, this is just not going to work and let this thing go?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I was interviewed, a personal interview with the Glendale Star 3 weeks ago today. And if you look up that article on the second page of my picture in a long article, it says right there that I am more than willing to let the coyotes go bye-bye. My personal belief is it would be the best thing that could happen to Glendale.
Well, you know, and we understand that there's an attachment there. There's a real desire. I mean, you need a tenant for the arena, and there's an attachment to this franchise and the hope that it could work and finding somebody to save the team. But it's just, as the time goes by, there's just no there. And we have been led to believe that the NHL has set an April 15th deadline. If there is no deal by April 15th, they're prepared to move the franchise out of Glendale.
I am not against that. I have not heard that. I will relay that information to staff, but I am quite willing to the coyotes to be gone. Now, here's the bit. The coyotes have never made money.
Correct.
Last night, as a typical example, there was a little over 13,000 in attendance. The arena has seating for 17,400. We have never, except in playoff games, three or four a year, the last 2 years, have we ever come close to filling the arena. The sports base, the fan base, for coyotes does not make it for a profitable event. I want, and as a matter of fact, we take sales tax from shopping centers, not in any way related to Westgate or the arena, and use it to pay our indebtedness in the arena. If we take in $5.1 million from the hockey team and the debt service is $12 million or $11.7 million. That's a big hole in our budget, just paying the debt service.
Right.
I want some management group to take it over for far less than $20 million, hire the world's best promoter for $500,000, and let them put 40 or 50 events on at that same arena that we can use the sales tax and parking fees to break even on.
Is it?
It's not happening with the Coyotes.
Is it all of the money,
sales tax from the Westgate area where the arena is located, goes to paying debt service and instead of being put into the general fund for the use for all of Glendale?
Is it your sense that the NHL, if they do set a deadline, they can just pull up stakes and leave? Or is there a negotiation that would still have to happen?
I don't think there would be any negotiation, not with us. I don't know what it would be. The NHL bought the team not from us, not from a Phoenix, not from a previous owner, but from the trustee at the bankruptcy court.
That's right.
So if NHL has any agreement other than the lease, which is a year-to-year lease with us, which will expire this month, it would have to be with the bankruptcy court. I don't know of any remaining agreement with the bankruptcy court. The previous owner, Jerry Moyes, wants to settle. I don't know that he thinks that the NHL owes him any more money, but he can't sue him anyhow because with bankruptcy court, the federal judge has to decide who gets what,
right.
And that's already been done. Glendale picked up $4.75 million for the more than $100 million that we think we were indebted to.
What is Mayor Scruggs' position on this? Is she fighting tooth and nail to keep the team in Phoenix?
Yes, but she also said yesterday, and you may have seen that if you reviewed her spiel, that she does not want to go more than $11 million.
Right, I saw that.
Mayor Scruggs personally, and it's in the newspaper, privately and aggressively, those are two terms she used, pursued Elman in late 2001, to bring the hockey group to Glendale and promised him the world's finest arena, which we did build. You're going to build a beautiful one, $400 million in Quebec City, I understand.
Which is probably, we believe, is where the Coyotes are destined.
Quebec City?
We believe so.
Yes. I do not know. I wish I did know. I also have a problem with staff. Yesterday at exec session, and I can't tell you any deals that were made or anything, but I can tell you that I asked the city manager to bring the next potential buyer of the Coyotes to exec session so we can question him as a consul on his desires, demands, services, and what he wants. The city manager was not in favor of doing that.
You can never be sure of anything, Philip, but we suspect this story is about to come to a conclusion within the next couple of weeks. We will watch with great interest and perhaps tap you on the shoulder if, in fact, that does happen. We thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, I thank you very much for listening. The best of luck to you. Don't hesitate. Call me if you find out anything.
Well, we'll let you know. There is councilman and representative for the Glendale Cactus District. That's Philip Lieberman. He was filibustering you for a while there.
Yes.
He was pulling a filibuster.
Yeah, he was. It's the one thing that's amazing is that when you talk to the politicians in Glendale, you get a reflection of the fact that this is actually a very small place.
250,000 people. It's a little place.
And they're caught in this gigantic multi-billion dollar web and they can't get out of it.
No.
And it's coincided, of course, with the complete collapse of the Arizona real estate.
Well, the economy, really.
Yeah, the economy. And which is just making it worse. And they can't get out of it. These poor people, because of the decisions made by politicians with grandiose dreams, are in a bad fix.
Well, they have police service, fire trucks, holes in roads. I mean, they have no money to do any of this, and yet they're handing the National Hockey League $20 million to keep a hockey franchise alive that hardly anybody cares about?
Well, and that's the amazing thing, what we heard from Mr. Lieberman. He was just saying there, well, we need that $20 million, like today.
Yeah.
We need it because we got stuff. We got fire trucks that need new tires.
Yeah.
So...
What a disaster.
It is. And I really feel for the people there.
Look, let it be said, the National Hockey League has to give up this ghost. I'm sorry, Gary, you have to give up this ghost. You have to get this team out of there. It's not helping anybody. And clearly...
Worse than that, I think it's victimizing people.
It is. And there is nobody that's going to do a realistic deal. Every deal maker that's out there that has kicked the tires on this thing is looking for some bargain basement price and then a guarantee against losses. And that isn't what you can't do that there.
Not
for God's sakes, it has failed in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We wish it hadn't. And they do have a beautiful arena by all accounts.
I've been
spectacular.
There. It's
the nicest arena in the NHL.
Well, and they put it in a little entertainment area, which is really nice too, but,
it's over.
Nobody wants to go.
It is over. 18 before the hour. Back with more. Primetime continues on The Fan and Sportsnet.
World Series champion Dwayne Ward joins Jeff Sammet tonight at 10. Now, more of Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
I'm just watching that promo on Sportsnet. They've got bobbleheads. Why couldn't Damien have a bobblehead?
Be easy to make.
Man, it would cost a lot less than most of the others because you wouldn't have to put hair on it.
Just a marble would do it. Just paint a marble.
I don't have no stinking bobblehead.
I don't want to argue
about
the I don't want to argue about the Leafs with you anymore. I'm tired of arguing about the Leafs.
We spent the whole commercial break arguing about
the Leafs. Tired of it. I want it to go away.
Well, I know, because you're wrong, and you're being stubborn and stupid about it. Giving Brian Burke tenure.
Now you've convinced me. Good point, Bob.
Well, I gave you plenty of good points, but you don't want to talk about it.
No, you don't. Your arguments are silly.
Well, and yours...
They're just silly.
You are just... Obviously, Brian Burke has photographs of you in a compromising position.
This is what you do. You cannot make a good argument, so you resort to this kind of
stuff. This is the compromising position.
This is what you do. I can't make sense of it or argue any good points, therefore...
The man has missed the playoffs every year. By any account, he gets an F.
So that's where you're giving Alex Anthopoulos to?
It's much more difficult.
The tap dancing starts.
Wait a sec. Two things.
Look at him dance. He's dancing all. That's different.
How many years has Alex Anthopoulos been
the
GM?
Alex is my friend.
What? My friend?
Your friend. Alex is my friend, so I'd rather not say anything critical about him.
I've said lots of things critical.
So what about Brian Colangelo?
Oh, I'd have fired him too.
Yeah.
Long time ago. And I like Brian Colangelo too.
You're firing everybody.
I like Brian Burke. Well, it is what it is.
How about John Davidson in St. Louis? They missed the playoffs 5 years.
Well, he's the president.
Well, but he's very involved in the hockey operation.
Well, but he's the president.
So he's fired too. He's fired too.
Well, who fires him? The owner.
They don't have an owner.
Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honor. Who fires him? There's nobody to fire him. But would I have as the general manager? Yeah.
So you believe that your point
it's like
of
Ken Dryden firing himself as general manager.
Your point of view is if you can't do it in 3 years, you're fired. Correct?
If you have zero results and zero net return.
And that depends how you measure results.
Well, I know how to measure results. Have you played a playoff game? Have you played meaningful hockey in the month of April?
Well, let me ask you this. Hockey genius?
Oh, okay, you got that right.
Has Glenn
this
say
is the
that,
first intelligent thing you've said
Has Glenn
said
say
today.
They've done a good job building the New York Rangers, who are the best team in the Eastern
Conference? Well, I'd have fired his ass a long time ago.
And that's why you're wrong.
You know what? Even a blind squirrel will find the odd nut.
All I'm telling you is it takes time. I don't
know. How much time are you going to give him?
Well, Glenn Sather had 12 years to put this thing together.
Yeah, but look, it's the
why don't you give Burke half of that? Don't give him 12 years. Don't give him two. Don't give him. Give him half of that.
Six?
Give him six.
That's 6 years?
I'm just saying, if Sather had 12, you don't want to give Burke half of that. You want to give anybody 3 years.
Are you prepared to walk down Yonge Street naked at 12 noon?
Anytime. I don't even need a reason.
I know. That's the problem. I'm trying to come up with something he might not want to do.
I love doing that. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, I think I'll go do it right now.
Well, that's probably that warrant thing that's out for you. That only Burke knows about.
Hey, McLean will be in here soon. Quiet. McLean will be in
here
soon.
That's right. We'll get an intelligent point of view on this.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to yours.
All of a sudden, he's. But you know what we should do?
McLean's one of my favorite guys.
Ask Dryden.
I've always liked McLean.
Yeah, since he got out of your black book. Ask Dryden.
You're never getting out.
Then ask McLean.
Excellent idea. Because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, both of them will be on in the next hour. Ken Dryden, Hall of Famer, former Montreal Canadian. Doug McLean.
Neither.
Neither. But a swell all-around guy. And far more knowledgeable about hockey than... It's primetime on The Fan and Sportsnet.